Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Now, I'm not going to do a Newt Romney. How did I say that? Newt Romney? It's not going to be a Newt Romney, however you say his name, speech, but there will be some down times, and there will be some hopefully uplifting parts of the talk. And ultimately, we should all be uplifted for what we find that the Bible talks about these subjects. For a little while, I'd like to talk about patience and God's promise of heavenly peace to us. Now, patience can be described as enduring with self-control, remaining calm, remaining quiet and peaceful. Heavenly peace can be described as being free from disturbance through God, helping us to be calm, free of burdens or cares, having a good feeling, through Christ, and having no worries because of what He gives us. I think we all have down times in our lives if we allow them to be. Some probably more than others. But it's talking about patience in certain situations. It can be very challenging for us in our lives today at times if we allow it. Do you ever find yourself when you're driving on the highway having a little problem with other drivers on the road, possibly when they hold you up in traffic, when they cut you off in traffic, when they tailgate you, when they block all lanes so that you can't pass them, when they pull over in front of you to stop you, when there's people in front of you who are rubbernecking and looking at what's going on and stopping traffic, when there's wrecks in front of you and traffic stops, when there's lights that don't work and you're stuck there, or as in this season when it's snowing out and whether it's due to wreck or something, there's just a lot more hardships to get around, or as happens even in Altoona, a very long train can go through at times and could be holding up for quite a big period of time at times. Have you ever had people almost try to wreck you and then shake their fist at you like you were the ones that caused it? I've had that happen before. And sometimes they do other things that you don't like to look at to make you look bad and to make you be at fault. You know, there's a lot of things just getting in a car and leaving this place that can cause us to be impatient if we allow it to. In my line of work where I'm driving a lot, I see a lot of this. It's amazing how the world is getting a lot more angry and unhappy and impatient. Do you ever find yourself impatient or staying in line at a grocery store or a department store? It seems like every line that I always pick is the longest line, or it looks like the shortest line and turns out to be the longest. How about you? Does this ever happen to you? Does this ever cause you to be impatient? Or do you ever get impatient with our government, our society, and the direction that our world's going in, away from God? You know, there's a lot of things that can be very disturbing to us if we allow them. All of these really test our patience, don't they? These are just a small drop, in a bucket of things that can try us. Things that can try our patience in the world today. Does the devil try our patience? I think the devil is in the middle of all of that to try to make us impatient. The devil wants us to be impatient and fail. In 1 Peter 5:8 it says, "The devil is as a roaring lion walking about and seeking whomever he can devour or cause problems for." The devil is constantly looking for different ways that he can make us impatient, different ways he can make us to stumble and fall. But I'm thankful, and you should also be thankful, as it talks about in 2 Peter 3:9. "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So we should be very thankful that God is long-suffering and patient with us. He doesn't want us to fail like the devil does. He wants all of us to remain righteous, to repent if we're not, and to come to Him. So that He can help us with our patience. So that He can give us heavenly peace. So how important is patience to God? In Luke 21:19, it shows us the importance of patience. Luke 21:19. In your patience possess ye your souls. In your patience possess ye your souls. Our patience controls our actions, and therefore controls our souls. Because how impatient and how we react around others shows the importance of God in us. Therefore controls our souls by how much patience that we, how important that patience is to us, and how much patience we show. Also in Romans 12:12, it says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. So we should be thankful of the hope that we have through Christ. This allows us to be patient. This helps us through our tribulations or trials and our problems that we go through on earth. And we're to constantly pray to God for help from Him. That's how we get through these tribulations. That's how we get the patience to accomplish our goals, to get through things that we're struggling with and are tough for us, and to give us the strength that we need. Perfect patience is described in James 1:4. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Here it describes perfect patience, being perfect and entire, wanting nothing. It's amazing, isn't it? If we have perfect patience, then we don't want anything. We have what we need. Now that's something I want to have. I mean, perfect patience, and then something that I don't feel like I have at times. It'd be great to be in control of our thoughts, to have perfect patience at all times. This is also speaking of heavenly peace. You're having God's heavenly peace when you want nothing but Him. If we keep humble and we lean on God and do His will and pray to Him, we're going to feel this heavenly peace. We're going to have the patience we need. But you know, if we don't lean on God and God's away from us, we talked about God pruning the vine in our class today. He's going to prune us. He's going to make us realize that we're not with Him. Because we're not going to feel that peace. We're not going to feel that patience. And we're not going to feel Him when we're not with Him. Do these feelings ever happen to you? I know they do to me. So why do we need to keep being patient? In Hebrews 10:36, it says, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. So we have to keep remaining patient so we can reach the goal. What's the goal? To receive the promise of heavenly peace now and the promise of heavenly home later. So patience is very important to God. It's extremely important to God. So let's look for a little while about what the Bible talks about peace. You know, in our world there's chaos, wickedness, greed. There's just a lot of evil going on. There's good too. I don't want to sound all negative there. But you can see a lot of problems in the world. And if you think about the wickedness and the wicked people of the world, the ones that are without God or the ones that don't care about God and who are evil, it talks about that first in Isaiah, the 48th chapter, verse 22. For them to have peace, what we were talking about here, it says, there is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. They have no chance of peace as long as they remain in that state. Ezekiel 7:25 says, destruction cometh, and they shall seek peace, and there shall be none. They're not going to have any chance of having this heavenly peace. The wicked have no chance. So what about the righteous? It talks about the righteous also. In Galatians 5, 2 and 23, it talks about the righteous having these great things. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Here it talks about a lot of good, positive, heavenly things that we can have. Righteous people get these things. Those who remain in God get these things. And we know it talked about peace there. And it's talking about heavenly peace. You know, God's church is associated, as we know, with righteousness and peace. It talks about that in Romans 14 and 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. God's church is not about worldly things. It's not about eating and drinking. It's not about meat and drink. It's about righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what God's kingdom is about. God gives a gift of peace to his people. Talks about that in Psalms 29 and 11. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. He gives the gift of peace to his righteous people. Also, if we allow our minds to focus on God, to truly focus on God, we will have that perfect heavenly peace. He tells us this in Isaiah 26 and 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. If we keep ourselves focused on God, we will have perfect heavenly peace. Also, Christ has left us a legacy of peace. We just commemorated, Christ dying on the cross. Through his death, he left us a legacy of peace. He talks about it in a couple verses about this, and first in John 14 and 27. It says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Also John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Christ give us peace through his death. He overcome the world. He tells us not to be afraid or troubled. We're going to have tribulation in this world. We're going to have things that are going to try to bring us down. The devil's going to constantly be working on us. There's many things out there to try to keep us away from heavenly peace. But because Christ overcame, we can now have that peace. You know, I don't think this heavenly peace that we're talking about here is something that we can appreciate enough. I know a lot of times when I'm not appreciating things, I'm thankful in my job that I see many things where people are in just, a lot of times they're ready to die or they're dying. Sometimes it's young children who are dying or in bad shape. And you know, when you're taking things for granted, I don't think you really have the heavenly peace until sometimes things slap you in the face. Until you see some things that you see. Maybe that's why God puts those things out there, not to that God's wanting anything to people to suffer, but so that it can help all of us to see these things. Help us to think about things and think that we just don't have it as bad as we think. There's people that are a lot worse than us, or have it off a lot worse than us. You know, I know heavenly peace is something that makes you feel really great when you have it. When you don't have it, you just don't feel so good. You kind of get down and out, and the world gets to you, or whatever's bothering you gets to you. But when you have heavenly peace, you're going to be happier. You're going to appreciate people more. You're going to appreciate your surroundings more. It's going to help you to feel good about yourself. It's going to help you do what God wants you to do. It's going to help you to feel happy about many things. But you know, the key to this is, as we talked about before, is leaning on God through Christ. We can't have these things. We can't have any heavenly peace unless we lean on God through Christ. So if we're struggling as we struggle in our life with things, we all have our ups and downs at times. What we need to do is get on our knees and pray to God. Lean on God through Christ, and He will give you the patience you need. He will give you the heavenly peace you need. In Colossians 3 and 15, it says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts." Let it rule in your hearts. "To the which you're called in one body into His church. And be thankful for it." Let this peace rule in your hearts. In Philippians 4 and 7, it says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus." The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. I think it's even more than we can fathom, the ability that God, that we have out there, if we allow God to come into our hearts and to give us the patience and the heavenly peace that we need. There's so many things out there that can trip us up. There's so many things that can bring us down. So many things that can pull us away from God. But you know, if we just let God do His plan, if we obey what He's telling us to do, God can give you this patience and heavenly peace that you need, both now, and He can give you it later also, the peace you need, if you just lean on Him and do His will. And as we just talked about in these verses, let His peace rule in your hearts so that you can have the opportunity for the true peace that we're all striving for, which is heaven in the end. This is the end of my thoughts for this morning. We're going to offer the gospel invitation to anyone who's not become a part of the church, anyone who has not become a member of His body, anybody who would like to take the steps necessary to be a part of His church, to be baptized and have your sins washed away, or if you have done something that you'd like to be made public before the congregation, if we can help you in any way, we ask that you come forward as we stand and sing the invitation number.